John Cusack met with Democrats in D.C. and demanded Trump be removed from office. By Robert Krajicek on May 17, 2019. Far-left actor John Cusack met with Democrats in Washington, D.C. this week and called for President Donald Trump to be removed from office. The 2012 actor attended Thursday's marathon public marathoning of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's 448-page report in the House Rules Committee meeting room. John Cusack responded to a headline from The Hill noting his calls for the impeachment of Donald Trump. "I didn't call for impeachment actually, as we've been doing that for years now. I came to discuss what they are doing to protect us from the assault on democracy from Trump crime mob," the actor said. Cusack aligned himself with Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and his neo-Marxist paradigm of politics as a power struggle between various arbitrarily defined demographic groups. The 52-year-old actor retweets messages invoking white capitalist patriarchy, progressive politics, and characterizing those opposing abortion as fascists. During the day, Cusack derided Attorney General William Barr as a criminal for adhering to federal law by redacting restricted grand jury information pertaining to Mueller's aforementioned report. Cusack was reported as wearing a jacket with the message "Good Night White Pride" during his visit to the Capitol. "Trump needs to be removed from office," declared Cusack. Rachel Bate of The Washington Post and CNN tweeted of an exchange of hers with Cusack. "So this is fun. Actor at John Cusack is on the Hill meeting with members ABT impeaching Trump, sounds like. He's ABT to huddle with Judiciary Chair at Rep. Jerry Nadler. Me to Cusack, why are you here? Him, guess. Me, impeachment?" He smiles and adds, "and other things." In March, Cusack echoed the Washington Post's Trump-era motto, "Democracy dies in darkness," claiming that American democracy can only survive if Trump rots in prison. Days later, he predicted a violent transfer of power to a Democrat administration in the event that Trump is not re-elected in 2020. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.